USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to announce he's running for president tomorrow. Correspondent Von Hilliard says DeSantis will launch his bid live on Twitter Wednesday night in a conversation with Elon Musk.
He has access to millions of Americans, a platform that, frankly, a political operation could not have access to in real time.
Musk has already stated he supports DeSantis over former President Trump. As far as the polls go, DeSantis trails Trump by a wide margin. The deadlock over raising the debt ceiling has resulted in a lot of finger-pointing. House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar says Republicans are pushing for spending cuts that are just not possible.
The Speaker insists that there won't be draconian cuts and yet continues to say the spending levels must go down.
Aguilar added that he feels Speaker McCarthy is beholden to the most extreme members of his party. Negotiations between the White House and McCarthy are ongoing after a meeting between the Speaker and President Biden Monday failed to result in a deal. A second IRS whistleblower is raising concerns about how the investigation into President Biden's son Hunter is being handled. The New York Post says the new whistleblower is a special agent in the IRS Financial Crimes Group. He claims he was ousted from the case after questioning the Department of Justice. There's been an unexpected jump in new home sales. Government figures show sales rose just over 4% in April, but the new home sales are only rising in the South and Midwest. Sales in the Northeast and West fell. Travel this coming Memorial Day weekend is expected to surpass pre-pandemic levels, and the Department of Transportation is working to minimize travel disruptions, especially in the air.
We're using our tools to press airlines to continue improving customer service and to continue improving performance.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, more than 40 million Americans are expected to travel this weekend. This is USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Texas lawmakers have passed a bill that would ban colleges and universities from having offices of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Supporter State Senator Brandon Creighton says these offices don't work.
In 2018 to 2020, having a DEI office was ineffective, increasing the number of minority hires.
But opponents like State Senator Royce West believe this bill is on the wrong side of history.
All of your colleagues that are in this chamber are saying the same thing to you. It's wrong.
The bill is headed to Governor Greg Abbott's desk, and he has signaled he will sign it. The Ford Motor Company says they will continue to install AM radios in their new vehicles. Ford CEO Jim Farley is reversing course, saying the company now recognizes the importance of AM broadcast radio as part of the emergency alert system. AM will be included on all 2024 Ford and Lincoln models. A new report from the Environmental Working Group, a nonprofit group that has investigated sunscreens for nearly two decades, is saying that only a quarter of sunscreens available don't have troublesome chemicals in them. The rest contain at least one of a dozen chemicals the FDA says manufacturers should research before it recommends them as safe and effective. And the NHL Western Conference Final continues tonight with the Dallas Stars playing host to the Vegas Golden Knights for Game 3. Vegas holds a 2-game-to-none lead in that best-of-seven series. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.